Walt Disney World is Kids Kids.
Disney World, Kids Kids.
I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
Seeing them smile, enjoying it, getting on these rides two or three different times, that in itself, it's like, wow, thank you. And then to see y'all just getting on the rides with them, enjoying it with them, and seeing them enjoy, seeing them with you and everyone else, so yeah.
For a family to spend this kind of time together and to enjoy and just forget about the rest of the world for a while, it's got to be one of the best medicines in the world.
I wanna raise your spirits.
To enjoy our time as a family, continue to watch the girls smile. Like I said, when they smile, it makes me melt. I'm a big guy, but I got a big heart, and they know how to melt their dad's heart.
Seeing them have fun this weekend made me feel like a kid again. We've had a blast.
I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
What did you and your husband just do for the first time in about 20 years?
We just rode a roller coaster together without children.
You said, I haven't seen Sean smile like that in a long time.
Yeah, he just seems a little bit lighter this trip, and that's nice.
That's been a big thing this week, to just see the joy on his face of not saying, hey, somebody's making fun of me, someone's talking about me, being mean to me. Everyone's just been in the same category together, and it's been a magical week just to see the smiles on his face.
I want to raise your spirits. I want to see you smile.
He gives me that smile, and I can't help it.
Every day she goes through a lot of therapy and takes a lot of pills, and we've pretty much forgot about that on this trip.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
So last night, my sister and me, we had the same wishes for when I got home, my cancer to be cured.
We're gonna
use all of our wishes on your same wish that your cancer gets cured super fast.
Okay.
All right. That's a good wish to have.
Let's go.
We got a safari to ride.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
I have never seen her smile like she has on this trip.
I want you to be happier.
Smile!
Especially when the castle lit up. I've never seen her eyes sparkle. And the smile's as big as it's been on her face since then. It's amazing.
I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier.
And joining us on the show right now is a little star at the end of that little song, Evangeline, along with her sister Georgia.
Hi, girl.
How are you ladies doing?
Good.
How's it going?
Good.
Now, yes. I love the wish you guys made. You guys wished for your cancer to be cured when you get home.
Yes.
Yeah, is that something you wish every day?
Yes.
Evangeline, how long have you had cancer? When did the doctors tell you you have cancer?
What?
How long?
Have you had cancer?
I'm not sure until, like, I had my surgery.
Yeah.
How old are you, Evangeline?
Seven.
You're seven years old. And you're dealing with very, very adult things, right? You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, you told me you have to go back to the doctor when we get back from this trip, right?
Yes.
When do you go back to the doctor?
Wednesday.
Oh, so we get home today, you go back to the doctor Wednesday. What are you going for?
Chemo.
Another round of chemo?
Yes.
Can you tell us what that's like?
It gives you nausea a little bit, and they have to give you Benadryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you don't feel very well after you get your treatments, right?
No.
How have you been feeling on this trip in Disney World?
I feel good.
Yeah. You were telling me you wanted to tell us some of your favorite things.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear them.
Yeah, forget Oprah's favorite things. Let's do Evangeline's favorite things.
Sure.
I like mermaids, zebras, sparkles, and rainbows, guitar, and singing.
Oh, wow.
And you sing a lot with your sister Georgia.
Yeah.
In fact, y'all rap, I heard. I didn't hear your raps, but I heard you singing.
At a concert yesterday.
Is there something y'all would like to sing?
Yes.
Really? Oh.
Hold on. She's glad you asked.
Don't ask me twice. Oh, they have to work it out.
They're working on it right now.
This might be the beginning of a career.
You never know.
Oh, my gosh. Don Cheadle's Move Aside.
Whoa. Slow your roll now.
They might open.
Georgia are
going to
sing our own song.
Our own song. Oh,
okay. They're so cute. They just had a little powwow. Georgia,
the Hail Sisters.
I'm
going to
sing the song called I'll Be There.
Okay. All right.
Is that what you're singing as well, Georgia?
No.
Okay. So this is not a duet.
This is different.
Before we start, though, what's your group name?
The Hail Sisters.
The Sisters Hail.
I like this.
Yes.
Sisters
Hail. Yes.
Sisters
Hail.
Are y'all ready?
We're ready. She's so excited. Okay. Oh, she's turning to the crowd.
Of course she is.
I will stand by you even when we fall. I will be the ride and hold you up and lift you high so you can stand tall.
Seven.
I won't let you go. Don't take your place. All the color fires and long nights, you never know when it's grace. And I won't let you fall. I won't let you go. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, I'll be there. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, I'll be there. I won't let you go. No one take your place. You and I are better than forever. Nothing can stop us, and I won't let you fall. I won't let you go. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, I'll be there. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, I'll be there. They'll cry, but I won't let you fall. Come on.
Yeah.
I won't let you go.
Come on.
No matter where you are.
Oh,
no matter
still
where
going.
You are, I'll be there. No matter where you are. No matter where you are, I'll be there.
Ho.
Yes.
Look at me.
God.
Evangeline,
everybody. Evangeline. Yes.
I'm not just saying this because you're standing right in front of me right now. That was incredible.
That was incredible.
Your voice was on point.
Yes, right?
Oh, my
Evangeline.
Gosh. Where'd you learn how to sing like that? You just sing a lot by yourself?
Naturally.
Can I remind you, this girl is seven years old.
And we'll be doing chemo on Wednesday.
Sounding like Adele over here.
Oh, my God.
With that voice. Well done.
My goodness.
Your guys' house is a musical house. I'm sure there's music on all the time. You guys are dancing all the time.
I always play my guitar around my house.
You play the guitar too, Evangeline?
Yes, I do.
It was one of her favorite things. Did you miss it?
Yes. I know, I'm just emphasizing.
I love the sparkles and rainbows.
Yeah.
And zebras.
And zebras.
Now,
of course, can't forget
Georgia, you have a little something to sing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing How Far I Go.
Oh, okay. Moana.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Now she wants her moment.
I feel like this is American Idol.
They're so confident. They're turning to the audience.
It's the battle round.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water, never know how to try. Every turn I take, every track I make, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know where I cannot go. What is wrong with me? See the light in the sky and the sea, it calls me. No one knows how far it goes, and the wind in the south stays behind me. One day I'll go. But go, just no telling how far I go. I know everybody's island has seemed so happy on this island. Maybe I should just sing. And I know everybody's island has a role in this island. Maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride. I can make a song. We'll be satisfied if they play along. They put the voice inside, sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light in the sky and the sea. It calls me. No one knows how far it goes. And the wind is always behind me. One day I'll go. How far I'll go.
Yes.
All right, that's all the time we have today, y'all. I'm done.
Girls. Right, have you had a wonderful time in Disney World?
Yes.
Yes, what was your favorite part of the whole trip?
Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
What about you, Evie?
Seven Doors and the Slinky.
And the Slinky Dog. The new Toy Story ride, right?
I also like the aerial thing where it's 3D.
The show?
Yeah, and the Avatar.
Yes. So you like Passage.
You liked everything, basically.
Yes.
Yes. great trip.
Please go to kidskids.org to donate to make this trip happen again and again and again.
And again.
Give it up for Sisters Hale.
Yes. Yes. The Sisters Hale.
And by the way, there is a dance that Evie and her sister taught me and Justin on Kelly Raspberry's Instagram, if you want to check that out.
All right.
Can you whip? Can you dab? I believe it's what it's called, right, Evie?
Yes.
Wait, y'all sent that to Facebook?
It's on my Instagram.
Yeah. You're superstars now.
To pull up my Instagram and you can see it.
Did you not give your consent to put that on?
Well, she wants to get paid, Big Al.
Well,
of course.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Evie, you're on. You were just on the radio singing to the world.
Yeah.
Some producers out there probably listening, going, like, "Hey, this girl's about to do something."
Right. Right. Right.
And you know we're gonna be wishing that your cancer gets
everybody
cured too.
Everybody listening is using all their wishes
for you.
For Evangeline.
We'll be thinking about you on Wednesday.
We're gonna send it out in the world, okay, Evie?
But when we get back home today, we're packing up to move to Moody.
Moving. All right.
Are you excited to move?
Yes.
Okay, cool. As long as you're excited, I'm excited.
There's llamas there.
Oh, then I'm in. I want to move.
What are you going to name your llama?
They're not ours.
Yeah, you make it yours.
Maybe we can get you a llama.
I'll name one of the llamas Tina.
Tina? Tina the llama.
Tina, eat your ham. Yeah, feed it some ham, okay? You girls are beautiful souls, and we love you guys. Thank you so much for singing on stage for
us. You're welcome.
Love you guys. Like Big Al Max said, go to kidnation.com. Check out our social medias. We have a bunch of pictures up. Go to kidskids.org if you want to see what's been going on in the trip. Mm-hmm. And we're going to meet some more of our families coming up next, including, we'll go ahead and, I know the mascara alert should have been issued earlier on, but.
Yeah, more?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and issue one for this one because I believe a letter was written for a sibling.
Aww.
And you'll get to hear that next.
We'll be right back with more from our Kids Kids trip in Walt Disney World.
This is awesome, baby!
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
Disney World! Kids Kids!
You've been searching in the dark, sweat soaking through the floor.
Super excited, he's
buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore.
Anybody know those guys right there? Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. Welcome to Disney World!
Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after.
First thing we got was popcorn and water. It tastes like candy. My heart is racing, I'm not ready for this.
Princesses and just everything magical about Disney. We're just so excited.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Here we go! Where do you wanna go?
Overall, rating A+.
You would not make it through the first half.
Passage is definitely the coolest ride I've ever been on.
The wind was like blowing on your face and then water sprayed on
you. It had like a lot of sun and drops, and most of the time it was like you thought you were gonna hit something, but you really didn't.
It's amazing, I love it.
I was driving the West car and I didn't crash.
Amazing.
did the kids put on a show for us on this trip. This is the greatest trip.
Yes, it is. It has been.
Kid TV's on fire this morning with the funny videos of the kids.
Please watch it.
So much dancing on this trip.
All our videos, all our pictures, kidskids.org.
Yeah, check it out.
Go to kidnation.com, find our Instagram and all that stuff, and see what we've been up to this weekend. And we're introducing you to some of the families this morning that were on the trip with us so that you could see where your money goes, how this changes their lives. And I met a cool brother because the brothers and sisters of the kids often go overlooked because the kids have to get treatments and there's a lot going on in their lives. And these kids are the unsung heroes. And I met Grant, who's Griffin's brother,
right.
Griffin Reeder. And I started noticing how Grant treats his brother and his little sister and how careful and caring he is with them. And I'm thinking to myself, man, his parents are awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's all on the parents. And just how you see how he acts, I'm like, that is how I want my son and my daughter to interact with each other. And he's just so kind and he's so intelligent and well-spoken. And he's up here with us right now on the stage. Hi, Grant. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good, huh?
How old are you, Grant? How old are you?
How old are you? I'm 12.
12 years old.
All right.
Going on about 30.
Oh, yeah,
for real.
Really grown up.
Very grown up.
We have Griffin up here, too.
Yeah, Griffin's up here, too. And do people tell you that a lot, Grant? How you interact with your brother, that it's touching and heartwarming?
Depends off their family or not.
Depends off their family or not.
But you really are, right? I mean, you probably go through things that some of your friends don't go through, and you've had to grow up a lot and help your parents.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Do your friends understand what's going on with your brother? A little bit?
Not really. I mean,
It's tough for them because they don't know unless you're put into that situation. But you, man, you're graceful when it comes to this.
You handle it like a champ.
You really do. I haven't seen you be angry one time. And I hung out with Grant all day yesterday. We're like, Mom, Dad, take Molly and my boy Griffin and have fun. And we got Grant all day.
Yeah.
And so we got to hang out quite a bit.
Awesome.
And he, not in a bad mood, we chased ducks, we danced, we had boy conversations.
Good.
You know?
You're right in your wheelhouse. Okay?
Yeah, we're
you guys are the same age.
Two 12-year-olds.
We were talking about your big ear hair, Big Al.
Yeah, we're talking about Al.
Pluck that hair, Al.
Yeah, we were talking about...
He is proud of this one hair.
We're trying to have a touching moment here.
So,
I got to bring up my one ear hair.
Everybody's talking about it.
So, see, we got caught in a conversation, and this was, you know, they didn't know in context. It sounded weird to them, because I had a weird hair growing out of my arm, and so... We were talking about that, and I said, Grant, you know, someday you'll have special hair. And that's when the girls heard us. So I had Grant's mom come up to me, and Stephanie goes, well, I heard you were talking to my son about puberty. That's my job. I was like, no, that's how it was. I was just telling him that one day you're going to have random hairs and on your arm. This is what's going on.
I hope not.
But, Grant, you wrote a letter.
I did, yes.
And you're willing to read it on air.
Yes.
And this is... A letter you wrote to your brother.
Yes, I have.
Awesome.
We'd love to hear it.
Will you read that for us right now? Yeah.
Okay. Dear Griffin, first of all, I want to thank you for all the hugs and the kisses that you always give. You are such an awesome little brother. See, I always joke that people are, like, going to see you coming. I know that sometimes when people see the wheelchair, they might underestimate you and not realize all that you have to offer to the world. They might miss out on all the amazingness that you bring to every day. You are so funny and so smart, and you have the biggest heart of everyone that I've ever met. Even though you have all the reasons to complain, you don't. In fact, you are one of the most positive people on this earth, and you will grow up to be a great guy and do great things. I'm so proud to be your brother. Thank you for sharing this incredible trip with me. It really has been a dream come true. And I know that me and you will talk about the time we had the keys to the kingdom for the rest of our lives. I love you.
Aww.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so sweet.
Yeah, I don't know many 12-year-olds that say that about their brother.
No.
And Griffin knows what's going on. He's so excited.
Griffin's sitting over here with a huge smile on his face because he does get it. He understands what's going on. And now, man, his attitude is so great. Mom's up here with us.
Yeah, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hello. Good morning.
Was that something that you had to teach, or did Grant just naturally just know what to do to take care? I'm sorry, I can't even see you because I'm crying in my glasses.
Mom, teach us how to be good people like you taught your kids.
No, a wise parent told me at the beginning of this journey when we had Grant, before we had Griffin and Molly, that it's caught, not taught. And so they watch it and they emulate it. And sometimes that's a good thing. And sometimes you see them do things, you're like, oh, that was me.
Yeah. Will you, could you tell us the story that you just had all of us so enthralled after the three of us, you and Griffin and I, rode the saucers in the park? And, you know, because he sometimes doesn't speak a lot. And then he will very clearly say something. He turned to me and said, thank you for riding with me, Jenna.
Yeah.
It was so impressive. But then you told us a story that happened recently in the hospital after he had a procedure. Oh. Would you tell us that story again?
They take your little one from the room and they wheel them back without you. And you sit in that room until the phone rings. There's a little old-fashioned phone. The kids probably don't even know what it is, but it's a little old-fashioned phone, and you just watch it and you wait for it to ring because they'll call you from the recovery room and say, he's fine, everything's fine. We're just finished waiting for him to finish wake up, and then we'll bring him back. So we've been through this rodeo a lot, so we were waiting for the phone to ring, and it finally rings, and I pick it up, and it sounds like the lady's sobbing on the other end, and I'm saying, hello, hello, say something, and it just sounds like she's sobbing, and I said, speak, because I thought I was going to go to the floor, and she said, I'm so sorry, I'm laughing. And I said, what's happening? And she said, your son just opened his eyes, turned his head, and smiled at me, and said, thank you, I enjoyed my procedure.
Griffin's
such a star.
I said, you should have led with that. You should have led, let me tell you a funny story. Everything didn't go horrible. And that's Griffin. He's the most positive, grateful child you will ever meet. He's just so grateful all the time.
He remembers everything.
You said names, right?
Everyone. He remembers everybody's name, your spouse's name, your children's name. They have a hard time keeping him on task at school because they'll start to work and he'll say, so how's your family? And then, how's your husband? And he'll call them by name and they'll say, no, Griffin, we're going to do math now. Yeah. How's your kids? Like, he's just
and
so
that's the thing,
funny.
Griffin is in a class with the same age group. He's able to keep up in school.
Yes, he has a one-on-one para, Mrs. Lofton, and she is amazing. Do you love her so much? Yeah.
He's
also better at math than me.
Mom says he gets all the girls. They all want to ride the back of his wheelchair.
Yes, yeah. He gives them rides on the side. And one of his little girls in the class lives across the street. And so we'll have play dates and they'll ride up and down the street and she'll hang on to him. It's really sweet.
They're getting engaged any day now.
Oh my God.
What has this trip meant for your family?
It has been easy.
Perfect.
A friend texted me and said, how's it going? And I texted back and said, it's been so easy. And she was like, what? Like, Disney's fun. Disney's amazing. Yeah. But Disney's not easy. And it has been. Sean and I grabbed a selfie. We rode a roller coaster together. And I was looking back to the pictures last night. And there's a lightness on our faces. And, you know, we don't complain. And things are good. Always. There's always something to be grateful for. But it was fun just to look at our faces, and it just looked lighter, and we feel lighter, and it's just, they've just got to be kids, and we haven't had to worry about a thing since we got here. There's always an extra set of hands, like you are talking about. You took Grant, which was so amazing, and he got to go just have fun, and Griffin's been on the Barnstormer how many times? Six
times?
And what other ride did you ride?
I like Dumbo.
I like Dumbo.
Griffin made me ride Dumbo like three times in a row. Yeah. And after the third time, he started just screaming at the end of the ride, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, he was so pumped up about Dumbo.
It's a big deal. You get to fly.
And thank you all so much. I mean, it's been such a blessing. It's not something that we would have been able to do on our own and just be easy and have so much fun. And we'll talk about it forever.
Good.
It's not just a trip to Disney. It was a chance just to be together and to not worry.
Well, that's the entire mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all are
exactly
so deserving.
Thank you.
It was wonderful to meet you.
Thank
you.
Pleasure having you and your
thank
family.
You.
Thank you.
Hey, Griffin. Love you, buddy.
What do you say?
I love you, too.
That's Griffin Reeder, everybody.
Great letter, big brother.
Richmond Hill, Georgia.
Thank you so much for letting us get to know your family. Man, we had somebody come up to us yesterday. Oh, did Grant tell you? From Savannah.
I was standing there.
Oh, you're standing there. Yeah, yeah. It was one of a teacher from his school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is Eastwood, I believe.
Yeah. You didn't know her, though. She's right next to you. You didn't know who she was, huh?
Now I have another spy, though. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, y'all are superstars now, right?
That's awesome.
Everybody, give it up for the Reader family. Stephanie and Sean got to ride their first roller coaster together in 20 years.
How about
those two lovebirds?
Beautiful.
The romance is alive.
The romance is alive. Go to kidnation.com. Go to kidskids.org if you want to see all these pictures. And I believe we're going to get to talk to Dylan coming up next.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There he is.
Dylan is in the house. You got to know him a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to chat with Dylan and see what he thought of the trip next.
Not only can you listen to us on our Kids Kids Trip, you can watch us live on Kid TV. Head to KidTV.com to see what we're doing at Walt Disney World. It's Kids Kids on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Live from Walt Disney World with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And it's time for another edition of
Ways to Make the Kids Kids Trip Better.
Thank you, Trey.
One way to make the trip better would be massage chairs with masseuse at breakfast so all the parents could get their sore muscles massaged before we have to start again.
Okay.
Solid. You know what?
Suggestions.
Noted.
Both of the suggestions we've had this morning are good.
Well, actually, we have the best hands on the show right here.
Right here.
Yeah. Mac.
Right here.
Yeah, why aren't
you walking around?
During the next commercial break, I will be walking around offering massages.
Yes. Line for single moms starts right here. Everybody else over there, and I'll get to them as soon as I can. Let me get the single moms over here first.
All right. Good work, Al. Thank you so much for already changing the trip.
I'll do what I can, you know.
In a matter of seconds. You made it happen, sir. But we'll continue to meet some of our kids' families right now. Noah Alvarado, or Alvarado, if you want to do it in the United States. Shout out, by the way. He has spina bifida, and he has an extraordinary support system. You can hear how much his mom, Amy, and dad, Rudy, care about Noah. And we told you about Dylan Mitchell earlier, right? You got to know him. He was paralyzed in a car wreck. And Dylan and Noah actually met before either of them knew they were going to come on the trip. And Amy and Dylan's mom became friends too.
She said that when she saw Noah, that just inspired her and told her, you know what, if this young boy can wheel in his wheelchair and be as happy and, you know, big old smile, she says, that's what got me through it.
Yeah.
So she said she went back to the room and she told Dylan that she had seen this little boy, which was Noah, but at the time I hadn't met her yet. We went to the rehab, and a few days later, they ended up at the rehab. She goes to me, and she's like, I wanted to tell you that Noah's been such an inspiration to me and Dylan. And well, then when we found out we got accepted and she found out they were accepted, it was like, oh, my gosh, we got to reunite all the way in Florida.
So whenever you lose, yeah, I'll celebrate you, appreciate you.
Oh, I found out at 20 weeks. They did blood work, and then that next day the nurse called and said the doctor had to meet with me, and I thought, something's wrong. And the reason we found out was because his blood got into my blood. And usually when the bloods mix, there's some kind of defect. So at 20 weeks, we knew who was going to come with spina bifida.
I'll always be on your team.
And it just turned our life around.
They didn't give us very many options. They gave us the option of aborting them. They told us it would be better for them because we wouldn't be able to afford it.
You're going to affect your marriage, your children, and, you know, your life is going to do a 360.
They told us we weren't going to make it. And look, 12 years later.
So whenever you lose, yeah, I'll celebrate you, appreciate you, I'll get you up on your feet.
My son was told to me that he would never walk. You can't tell me what my son's going to do just because he's born with a disability. And I told him that. And when he was maybe about 2 years old, I had him walking. I showed my son how to walk. I made some sticks for him. The way he walks on these crutches, I made sticks for him and put rubber boots on the bottom of them and laced them up to my feet and laced them up to my waist. And I carried him up and down the hall. I showed him. I showed him how to move his legs.
So whenever you're losing,
I think that the way we've raised him to be strong and not to give up, you know what I mean? That's one thing, because I always tell him that, you know, one day we're going to not be here. And he's going to have to fend for himself. And and I think he does a pretty good job.
Be happy with yourself and others. Like, if you fall, get up and dust yourself off and then keep going.
This is like a vacation for the parents, too. A lot of it is just doctors after doctors, and you come in here and you enjoy yourself. You don't have to worry about nothing, not even your shirts. You can't afford a trip like this. But, I mean, through somebody that had a heart, you have to have a heart. And you have to have love, because if you don't have that, I mean, you have to have some kind of compassion for these kids.
Yeah, I'll always be on your team.
That's Noah right there.
It's beautiful.
And his mom. And I know you guys dealt with this, too. Every time you see Noah, he stops you, and he always asks you, hey, how are you doing? Yeah. How are you feeling?
They have so much empathy.
Every time, yeah. Man, with a smile on his face.
Yep.
Dylan's on stage with us right now. What's up, Dylan?
Hello.
Hey, there he is. The smile man. So Noah's your buddy, dude. You guys knew each other before Kids Kids.
Yes, that's right.
Did that make the trip a little bit better for you, having a friend that, you know, you already had a go-to to hang out with if you needed?
Yeah, I could talk to him whenever I needed to talk.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, you're so positive, and so is he. Who's more positive out of the two?
Me.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to be positive, right? Yeah, there. Right?
No one's over there going, no, man, I'm positive too. But, hey, I got you too. Who's faster on the wheelchair? Who's got
me?
Oh! You got me. Who's faster? Hey, do you guys still hang around each other outside of? You do all the time. How often do you guys see each other?
We just talk on the phone.
You do talk on the phone?
Yeah, because they live like 5 or 6 hours away, but y'all see each other at the hospital from time to time, too.
And we pay Fortnite together.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Oh, is JC going to join the Fortnite gang?
I was invited into the crew.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Even though Dylan says he's going to beat me. I'm like, I just want to be teammates.
I believe it, yeah.
And you guys have been, you've been using your iPad here on the trip.
Positive.
What you been doing on the iPad on the trip?
Playing Fortnite.
What's been your favorite part of the trip?
Riding Avatar.
That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
All the wind hitting in the face and junk. Yeah.
I have a VR home that's similar, so I can't wait to go back home.
All right.
And I'm sure that's just a really enjoyable experience, right? Since you're in a chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Who inspires most at your house? Is it your parents? Because they have big smiles on their faces all the time, too. So do they make you positive, or do you make them positive, or is it like a little mixture?
I think I make them more positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your attitude is everything.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of kids faced in a situation like you got into probably wouldn't feel the same way, right? Was that something that you were really motivated from the moment you had that surgery?
I had to stay strong because I knew a lot of people were relying on me to stay strong for them.
Yeah. That's right. That's very true, bro.
It's a lot of pressure on you.
Did you ever go through a phase where you were angry?
Not necessarily angry, but... I was kind of sad.
Yeah.
I was asking why me.
Yeah.
But then I figured out. I decided that I'm gonna dwell in the past. I'm gonna pursue life to the fullest because there's a plan for this and there's a reason I'm in this situation.
Yeah.
I can see you as a motivational speaker. Yep. As you know, maybe now, but mm-hmm. especially definitely in the future.
What would you want to do when you grow up, Dylan?
I want to be an architect.
Motivational architect.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. There's some good money in there's some good money in motivational speaking.
I might consider doing that too.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go.
So you want to be building buildings, putting stuff together, making it look cool?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You can do whatever you put your mind to, buddy.
Yeah, you will, man. Your positive energy is contagious. It really is, man. It's cool. I just want to be around you just because you're always smiling.
Thank you.
Now, I was scared yesterday, though, because we went to the Lion King Festival, Festival of the Lion King show.
Why are you scared?
Because, I had the 7-year streak going on.
Right.
You know, where I get called up.
Yeah, they call someone up.
We were just talking about this as we entered the park. I said, JC, what if they don't choose you?
Right. And then, but I was hanging out with Dylan prior to going into the show, and so we continued our conversation. Then Dylan sat next to me.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, no.
They're probably going to pick Dylan.
They're going to go with Dylan.
Got that big old pretty smile on his face.
Yeah. Dylan's going to break my streak.
Those pearly whites.
Like, how could you pass up Dylan right
there? I know, Jason. You're never supposed to sit next to someone better looking than you.
I know.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I even told Dylan, I was like, Dylan, this is it, bro. You're gonna get called up.
Yeah.
This
and do the warthog and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we practiced the warthog, and then the show started. And to our dismay, Dylan, what happened?
This man named Big Al Mack.
Big Al Mac happened.
Right. They picked me.
You could have declined.
Winked
you
at
could
the,
have declined.
Winked at the woman.
She winked at me, man.
That's what he did. He winked?
Yeah.
It worked?
He winked before the show.
Yeah. She swiped right on me.
Cheated.
He cheated. Yeah, so Dylan and I ended up sitting on the sideline. Big Al Mac, the underdog, got this.
Now, my only regret, Dylan, is that you didn't ride Mount Everest. Now, I tried and tried to get you on Rock and Roller Coaster.
He doesn't regret it, though.
And you were like, no, I'm not going to ride it. I'm not going to ride it. No. And you rode it, and it was like the best thing ever, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you didn't ride Mount Everest. So we're going to have to do something about
it. He didn't want it to go backwards.
Yep.
I promised myself before the trip, if any ride went backwards, I wasn't riding it.
There you go. You kept your promise.
He told himself he wouldn't do it, and he's not a man to break his promises.
Al, you don't do teacups, so there you go.
Dylan doesn't do backwards.
Noted. All right. Okay.
If anybody listening is having a bad day or going through a similar situation, Dylan, do you have a message for them?
Pray. There's a purpose for it. Find someone you can talk to build you up and realize that you're not the only one and that you have no reason to complain because you're here now.
There you go.
That's right.
I love that.
Awesome.
I love that,
Thank
my brother.
Thank you.
Dylan. Yep. All right. Such a good dude, man.
Dylan Mitchell, everybody.
Good to meet you, man.
Inspirational young man.
Hey, give him that smile, Dylan.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I want that smile for Christmas.
Me too.
Can I get hooked up with that, man? Well done.
Me too.
And coming up next, we got the Showbiz Top 5 and also Mary Jane's Bippity Boppity Boo experience. I heard that was pretty awesome.
Yes. Talk about magical.
Yeah, right? But what do you have in the Showbiz Top 5, Kelly?
You see, I hate to break the news to you, but one of your crushes got married over the weekend.
And what?
Yeah, Mandy Moore.
Mandy?
She's no longer an option.
Okay.
Your wife is breathing a sigh of relief at this news. We'll talk about it in the Showbiz Top 5.
Next.
More from Walt Disney World in Orlando when we get back. It's Kids Kids. Thanks to Southwest Airlines on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What's up? It's Sean Mendez, and you're listening to Kids Kids live from Orlando, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, this is, it starts getting tough because some of our families are getting ready to take off.
Yeah. I know, we're saying bye.
Yeah. We're really saying goodbye. Like Griffin's family, they're driving home because it's only a 4-hour drive. So
driving back to Savannah.
Everybody's saying goodbye to Griffin.
Well, one family had to leave early because a port stopped working, so they had to get back to the hospital.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Well,
back to reality.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why we like this little break for them to get away from everything and come to Disney World and have a good time, create those memories, and maybe even have a good cry because Jenna went to Enchanted Tales with Belle.
I did.
Yeah.
I had a lot of girl time on this trip. A lot of sweet little girls that love princesses.
Which is good, right?
It's great. And Tegan Height, she's a little princess herself. Now, you know, when you first see Tegan, you're quickly able to see that she cannot see. But she gets around with her walking stick so well that at one point I saw her running when it was time to meet Belle, that she's actually running.
Yeah.
Really incredible. But when we got to meet Belle after Enchanted Tales, I looked at her mom, Demetra, and Demetra burst into tears. And I had to know what was it that got
the
mom
fact
crying.
That she took time and without anyone telling her that she was blind, and she thought to raise her dress and let her feel the details in her dress, and she grabbed on her lead hand without anyone. It's gonna make me cry again. She just took the time and she noticed without someone telling her. It was just so natural. And so that was a huge, huge, huge thing for us. And Belle gave me a hug and comforted me. And it made me cry more. So just the genuine hearts of all the people is just really the icing on the cake. So I'm sure I'll cry more later.
Man, that's the thing here. You will not find a Disney employee in a bad mood.
No.
I mean, you'll go to a restaurant sometimes and
a Disney princess.
Or a Disney princess. Because you'll go to dinner sometimes and your waiter might not be in the best mood. But never here. And they always treat our kids so well.
They do.
Yeah, so let's check in for a cry update with Demetra.
Hi.
How many tears? How many tears?
I am like on cry number 4. Right? I've been listening to all the interviews with the kids because I have the app. So
oh, good.
Yeah. My husband walked out of the shower this morning. He's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How is it possible that you're already crying? I'm like, sorry.
All good tears, though, right?
But I was trying to pace it with what time we had to show up for breakfast.
Oh, he's facing your cries. That's good.
Now, was your daughter, was she born blind?
Was
she
even
born
blind? Yes, she was. She's one in a million chances of being
born with her condition. It's something that is totally sporadic. Nothing we have. I had a complete normal pregnancy. We don't have control of it, and she's born totally blind.
And you didn't notice this, obviously, for a while.
Yeah, until I think about 6 months, we noticed that she slept more and she wasn't responding to light as much. And we were like, hey, something's not right. Yeah. And with two 21-year-old parents, they're like, oh no, it's okay, she's fine, she passed all the screenings and the test and so on and so forth. So we didn't find out until about 4 months old that she was blind when they an ophthalmologist dilated her eyes.
What did you think when you first got that news?
Total shock.
Yeah.
Total there they go. Because you know, you do everything right. I mean, I worked up until the day before I gave birth, took all my vitamins, and
you did everything,
like,
you should.
Blaming yourself.
It's a very much a why me? You know, what happened? And I've in the 7 years of having her, God has something in store. I don't know what it is yet, but He's using her to teach us and to show us whatever it is that she's supposed to be doing.
It could be how to jump, because this child, Tegan, jumps more than any human being I've ever seen in my life. She's just jumping with excitement all the time, up and down.
We'd all be like string beans because she loves jumping. Tegan, you love to jump?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
She's a very happy child, too.
She is. She didn't walk until the age of 4, and so prior to that, she had a walker that assisted her behind, and her first, like, real toy was a trampoline that had the handle, so she's kind of stuck to that.
Okay. Okay.
How has this trip to Disney World been for y'all?
It has been beyond amazing. And everybody is, you know, really wrapped up in the rides and the fireworks, and that's been totally amazing. As a parent, for the first time, and I told you guys yesterday, for the first time, and I don't know how many years, I got to sit down and eat lunch alongside of her and along with my husband, and nobody had to wait. My food wasn't cold.
I know.
And it was all to me, thanks to Jenna and Tucker Pond. They took over the kids. We'll feed her. We'll help you. Like, everybody's been beyond amazing. And I got to see a little bit of what a normal life is and not having to pick up so many different pieces.
You know, there's so much magic here, but I think that was really eye-opening for me, what an event it is for your family to sit down and eat. I'm thinking your food must always be cold because you blend all of her food, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it that you do that?
She has sensory to eating, and so she's missing the middle center lining of her brain, and it helps us to coordinate things as far as crossing over and things like that, so she doesn't completely understand chewing and getting things crossed, we have a lot of gagging and vomiting that comes along with it, so we just blend things to it, even consistency, so even though she's doing that motion, it's going down without hurting her.
Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so they bring a little blender out, so she loves macaroni and cheese, and she loves peanut butter and jelly, and then they blend it with milk, and so
just take a blender everywhere you go.
They take this little blender, they were plugging it into the wall,
like,
behind another
bullet
table,
uh-huh.
a little bullet,
yeah.
and then spoon feeding her, and then 45 minutes pass before dad, you know, normally I think is able to eat, or one of them, because they have two other little
Mom
kids too that need help eating,
right.
So
yeah, Colin got hair of the trip, by the way.
So you most enjoyed one lunch.
I'm really glad.
Yes. Now, is this something that the doctor said that she could potentially learn, even though she's missing that part of her brain?
Yes, and it's a taught something that we do, and we heard her vision therapist and her mobility and orientation therapist, Vicky Karinick, has introduced, midline cross stretching that she does, that kind of, we take her arms and force her to, hey, this side works on that side. This is something that can be taught, but since it's not there to automatically take it to
route. Oh, yeah, because the brain controls different sides of your body. Okay.
Yeah, and you let her touch every food before you blend it so she knows what it is,
A lot of messy encounters.
Yeah. And that's how she gets to know everything. Food, everything's touch.
Yes.
It's so sweet watching her, because we went to the Beauty and the Beast live show, and to watch her touch Belle's dress, that was exciting, and touch her hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just such a sweet, sweet way to experience that.
I saw Caroline. Caroline came up to me boohooing.
Oh, every time.
Just tears all over the place. And your daughter is so sweet. She brings that out of people, because I think you were standing right there when this happened, right? You told her Caroline was the one that sang.
Oh, yeah.
And Tegan asked Caroline, can I touch your face? face, and Caroline like let her. And
rubbing all over her face. Yeah, and we teach Tegan that to not say, because it's kind of hard. Nobody's going to always know that she's blind and to be able to say, or not say, you can see. So we tell her, it's not that you can't see. You just use your hands to see, yeah, your ears to kind of, you know, and light or heighten everything else to replace your eyes.
But what got Caroline crying is that she touched Caroline all over her face and she goes, you're so pretty.
Aww.
Tegan always just gives you a compliment.
She does, and she can hear so well.
Yeah.
She's heard rumors at school. They told a funny story about how a teacher was talking about something outside the classroom and she went home and told she has super hearing because she's had to tap into that more. Really impressive.
And a great memory. She can repeat conversation. I'm like, girl, you have to stop that.
Something stay
Daddy,
family.
Daddy, not supposed to know.
Hey, Tegan, you know you have a superpower, right?
That's making people happy. That's your superpower.
You can hear everything.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tegan.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure having you guys on the trip.
It was wonderful to spend time with y'all. Thank you so much for coming.
It's been amazing being here. And if anybody's out there listening, I know Tegan has a huge fan base at home. You guys continue to give, continue to support Kids Get Me. You literally made this possible for me and my family. So, just keep supporting Kids in the Morning Show. This is an amazing experience.
Well, you were a delight to have on
you
the
were.
Show, Mom. You were a ray of sunshine.
I mean, y'all got some serious hair, too.
Oh, beautiful hair.
Where's Colin?
I know.
Your whole family
got
Colin, hair.
Come here, hair model.
My goodness gracious. They didn't get it from Daddy. That's for sure. Daddy.
Yeah, Mom said hair wash day is a full day.
Yeah. How is Tegan's relationship with her brothers? Do they have a typical fighting like brother and sister?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
This morning they were fighting. He had him and his banshee. He's like throwing it, trying to get it to fly. And it's madness.
It's like it flew in the movie.
Yeah, can you turn around so everyone can see your hair there? This is Colin and all of his very, very long hair.
And it's so soft.
Yeah.
Dang, I want some
little
of that.
Sponge.
So if you ever cut that hair, Colin.
Yeah, give it to me.
Your hair?
No. You don't get none of my hair, buddy.
All right, buddy.
That's what's up.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you guys had that time together to eat dinner together finally.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know, to be here with us is awesome.
It's the little things sometimes.
Exactly, it is. No one being afraid of tears and snot and peas.
We welcome it all.
I'm like, what is with you people? I get grossed out. Y'all have been awesome.
Man, see, it's those little things we take for granted when we're living back home that these families have to deal with on a daily basis. That's Tegan right there, her mom, Demetra.
Say
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You might want to make this trip happen again. You can do that at kidskids.org. Check out all the pictures. Check out all the videos. All our families are getting ready to take off and have a good time. But we appreciate you, Kid Nation, for making this trip happen. Our families are starting to clear out. Some of them are going to try to go to the park for one last time. Some of them are driving home. But it was because of your donations that this trip happened. So we want to thank you for that, Kid Nation. And we'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show's Kids Trip. Live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.